From the Kerning Cultures Network, we're excited to announce the winter season of our flagship show, Kerning Cultures. Each week, we're going to bring you stories from across the region, from across the Middle East and North Africa, like the story of the families who had to evacuate from Kuwait in 1990 after the Iraqi invasion.
What I do remember very clearly is on August 2nd, a morning, the entire building seemed to be this mild tremble to the building and these distant... I didn't know it was gunfire or tanks, but there was this distant sound of shots and booming. And I come out into the living room.
New pictures have reached London of the Iraqi attack on Kuwait City on the 2nd of August.
My dad is standing at the window. We have these massive bay windows. And so he's standing at the window. Against his silhouette, I could see, you know, billowing smoke from a tower. And for me, it was like this curiosity of what in the world could be on fire.
Or the story about the time a group of ordinary citizens decided to take justice into their own hands when typical legal systems were failing after the Armenian genocide.
These guys were convicted of capital crimes and sentenced to death. That crime was never paid. And they decided they were going to pay it. And what they were going to do was put together this team of people who would somehow make justice when there wasn't any justice at all. So that's the feeling that the Armenians carried with them, that there's nobody but us. We have to do this ourselves. So that's what they did. They wanted Talat to die.
This season, we thought about the histories we wanted to explore. Our histories, the good and the bad.
On the one hand, he said he never owned a slave and he never had anything to do with the slave trade. On the other hand, he was the king of slave traders. And those are both possibly sort of true. And that's what makes it a little schizophrenic almost to try to follow the narrative.
We'll travel the world together this winter, including by ship, into the lives of abandoned seafarers left at sea for sometimes years.
Once you get stuck, once it becomes a stalemate, the crew say, well, I can't go home with nothing because I've now waited 12 months, 24 months. And the owners say, well, we haven't got any money. So until somebody intervenes, it becomes stalemate. I mean, I would sometimes say it's like prison, but you don't know how long the sentence is.
And a story that's long overdue. We're going to talk about the K-pop craze in the Middle East.
K-pop, the Korean pop music phenomenon. And Momoland are the all-girls supergroup, creating a storm on their first ever visit to Dubai.
Oh, we've only seen Dubai on like TV or like read about it, but it was a really fascinating experience here.
And my friend, she once came by and was like, whoa, you have to check this out. This music video and this group is so good. You have to check them out. They have potential. And I was like, blown away right away.
We are so excited to share these and many more stories with you this season. Make sure to subscribe to this feed if you haven't already so you never miss an episode. And if I can ask you to help us make a big splash for the return of this Kerning Cultures season, please tell your friends, share some love on social. We'll drop the first episode in 1 week. Until then.